Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The siege on Morari City in the Philippines has stretched now into its fifth week after ISIS-pledged militants took over in late May. Filipino authorities say the extremists in Morari are losing ground, but the fight isn't over. Nearly 200,000 people have been displaced due to the chaos in Mindanao. Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says they have Filipino ministry partners on the ground giving aid to the displaced families, many of whom are Muslim.
This is Ramadan, and they basically are trying to help people come off Ramadan fasting, and often it's like just apples and clothing, rice, soap, those kind of things, meeting medical needs.
This problem isn't going to dissipate anytime soon, which is why they need your prayer. Ask God to open gospel conversations as believers meet those physical needs. And today is International Widows Day, a day to remember some of the most ostracized members of societies around the world. Take India, where the death of a woman's husband is just the beginning of the sorrow.
It's not the norm that widows remarry. Because their husbands have died, it's kind of like there's a curse on them. Why did their husband die?
Cursed, abused, invisible. All of these words could be used to describe Indian widows and only adds to the pain that they already feel. That's where your prayer and support comes in.
We are called by God to look after the child and the orphan and the widow. And so we are fulfilling God's call to us when we do sponsor a widow.
The details are at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message in your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.